I'm David Brancaccio in New York. Wall Street heavyweight UBS has become the latest financial institution to predict that crude oil could top $100 a barrel, which might, UBS specifically warns, spark a recession here. Oil this morning in New York is down 0.6%, but still near $72 a barrel. Last June, it was down at 45. The U.S. restoring sanctions on oil producer Iran is a piece of this. Meanwhile, at American gas pumps, retail prices are running high into the busy Memorial Day weekend. Marketplace's Andy Euler reports.
Drivers will pay the most expensive Memorial Day gas prices since 2014, according to AAA. Tamara Johnson is a spokesperson with the group. She says 4 years ago, the national average for a gallon of gas was over $3.
We're inching towards that for Memorial Day weekend. We're currently at $2.90 for the national average. We will see prices go higher. Whether or not we'll hit $3 by Memorial Day, we're not yet sure.
Much of the uptick in gas prices is thanks to $80 crude oil, record gasoline demand, and shrinking global supply in the face of Iranian sanctions and turmoil in Venezuela. But Craig Stevens, a former U.S. Energy Department advisor, says those prices aren't going to keep people from driving where they want to go.
Typically, families are making those decisions based on how confident they are they're going to stay in their jobs. And right now, the economy is quite robust. Unemployment is incredibly low, and people are feeling good about the U.S. economy.
One bright spot, although gas prices are high, AAA found that other vacation costs, airfare, rental cars, and hotel prices, are lower than in years past. I'm Andy Euler for Marketplace.